mindful eating. As the old wise saying goes, happiness comes from within. Lasting happiness does not come from a box of chocolates or a giant bowl of macaroni and cheese. Food is often used to bury or swallow emotions. Becoming mindful of this can unlock the door to better eating habits, improved health, more energy, more self-confidence, higher self-esteem, and getting out and experiencing the awesomeness and happiness in the world and ourselves. How do you lose weight and get in shape without going on a diet and going to the gym? It's simple and as easy as you allow it to be. The next time you reach for something to eat or drink, pause and take 3 deep, relaxing breaths before putting anything in your mouth. Take a moment to consider whether you're hungry, thirsty, or feeding some other need. We need more water than we think. Most people spend their lives dehydrated and never know it. If you feel thirsty, you're already extremely dehydrated. Do you have mild digestive issues or constipation? Try upping your water intake for a month and see what happens. How much water should you drink? A good guideline is to take your weight in pounds and divide it by 2. The result is the minimum number of ounces of water you should be drinking every day. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking at least 75 ounces of water each day. That's about 2.5 liters. Drink more if you have strenuous workouts, live in a dry climate or at high altitudes, or you're pregnant. If this sounds like a lot of water to you, you're probably in that dehydrated group. To ensure you're drinking all your water, in the morning, fill up as many containers as you need for your daily supply, like 2 1-liter bottles. Make sure they're all empty by the end of the day, and it's best to drink an even amount throughout the day, not all at once. Many times we read our body's signals as hunger when it's actually thirst. The next time you feel a little hungry, drink about 12 ounces of water first. Wait a few minutes and notice if you still feel hungry or if you want more water. Drinking plenty of water is your body's way of eliminating the waste and toxins that build up in your body and collect fat cells. You'll also be reducing the calories you eat by replacing water with food on occasion. Not drinking enough water also prevents your skin from rejuvenating itself, resulting in more wrinkles and other skin issues. Drinking more water is one of the most effective practices you can integrate into your life to achieve and maintain your healthy weight. You need less food than you think. If you're feeling truly hungry, then eat. But take the time to notice how much is enough before always eating the same quantities you're accustomed to. As you're eating, notice whether you're still tasting your food. The first couple of bites are usually the tastiest. After that, your mind drifts off while your hands and mouth keep eating. You become disconnected from your present moment experience. If you're enjoying eating, are you actually enjoying the food in front of you? Or are you reliving pleasant memories of how you felt when you ate similar foods? If you always eat a whole sandwich for lunch, try eating only half. Put away the other half before you start eating so you won't be tempted to mindlessly finish whatever's in front of you. Eat the first half and wait an hour before considering whether you want the other half. Maybe eat the other half as your late afternoon snack instead of the candy you usually have to keep yourself going at that time of day. This way, you won't experience the sugar high and energy crash that comes with candy. You'll have a more sustained energy level. America is notorious for its supersized portions. I've heard endless comments from foreign visitors who can't believe the amount of food served at most restaurants. As time goes by, those servings seem to grow. The next time you go to a restaurant, order an appetizer for your main meal. If you like an entree better, have them put half of it in a to-go box and serve you the other half. After I started doing this, I was quite surprised by how little food really fills me up. Enjoy every morsel. Can you write down every morsel of food that passed your lips in the last 24 hours? Most people can't, which speaks to how mindlessly we eat. We eat many of our meals and snacks on the run, at our desk, while we're reading, driving, or working. It's as if we're wasting time if we don't combine eating with another activity. Many people have an uncomfortable feeling if they're eating alone, especially in restaurants. If you're at a restaurant alone, do you bring something to read, absorb yourself in your phone, or feign interest in other paperwork? Why is that? Take a moment to answer that question for yourself. We're subconsciously saying that the act of eating, nourishing our bodies, is unimportant, simply something we have to do. We've forgotten that what and how we eat dictates much of who we are and how we feel. With that in mind, I would say that eating deserves a bit more respect and attention. I once took a mindful eating class that was held at a nice restaurant. 8 of us sat around a big round table. We ordered whatever we wanted off the menu. As we waited for our food, our instructor set the stage for our experience. We wouldn't speak or do any other activity while we were eating. We would put down our fork or spoon after every bite and chew each bite thoroughly. We would notice our food's appearance, the aromas, the textures, the taste in every bite. We would notice how we felt as we were eating, stopping when we felt that we had eaten enough. We would rest and reflect on our experience when we were done. It was the most amazing dining experience. Yes, the food was good, but the experience of noticing and enjoying every facet of it made the food literally come to life. The next day, I tried an experiment. Ever since I was a kid, I got up early and ate a big breakfast while reading. It was a habit that I thought little of since it seemed so normal. My experiment was to simply sit in silence while I ate the same breakfast without reading. I was amazed at the difference. I realized how little attention I paid to what I was eating when I was reading. I used to surprise myself when I reached the bottom of my bowl of oatmeal thinking, "Did I already eat that whole bowl?" And I paid almost no attention to the tastes and textures. Without anything to read, I slowed down and savored the aromas, textures, and tastes. I realized that the quick oatmeal that I had been eating every day for years tasted like cardboard, so I switched to whole oat groats. I also realized that my body didn't like coffee so much, so I switched to tea and felt a noticeable improvement. The most dramatic thing I noticed was the shift in my subtle stress level when I had nothing to do but eat. I was much more relaxed and enjoyed the whole experience infinitely more. To see how much of a difference it made, I pulled out the magazine halfway through my meal and started reading. Immediately, I could feel my gut tighten a little and my breath get a little shorter. We're all learning about the damaging effects of multitasking on our productivity and our health, and this was a big example of that. I've noticed the same dramatic difference between eating while standing or sitting. Eating while standing up or driving sends our minds and bodies the message that eating isn't very important, that it's something to hurry through to move us into the next task. We deserve more respect than that. How and where we eat are as important as what we eat. I've also experimented with the mindful eating practice of taking 3 full minutes to eat one small piece of chocolate, blueberry, nut, or similar bit of luscious food, savoring the smells, tastes, and textures, and noticing how it feels in my mouth as I chew it up and roll it around with my tongue. Normally, we would toss handfuls of these little bits of magic into our mouths, barely noticing what or how much we just ate. And yet, every little nugget is a gold mine to be discovered. Simple steps. Experiment with the exercises I just mentioned. Go to a quiet environment where you can focus on the food and your eating. Don't do anything else while eating. Nothing. When you're done eating, write down everything you remember about the experience, including how you felt before you started and after you were done. Was it easy or difficult? Did you find yourself generally slowing down or trying to hurry the process? How did the practice affect your ongoing stress level? Describe the tastes and textures and anything else you noticed. How does your food affect you? Questions I ask myself before eating are, how will I feel right after I eat this? How will I feel a couple hours later? How will I feel if I ate this every day? When I say feel, I mean physically and emotionally. While I love the taste of wheat bread, I know I'll feel like I swallowed a lead balloon about an hour after I eat it. I love salads, but know that I'll have horrible gas if I eat as much as I want. I've finally broken from my practice of making my salad in a big mixing bowl and eating the whole thing in one sitting, especially after I added up the calories I was consuming. Wow! Even though the salads are very healthy, it was too much of a good thing for me. If I finish the last couple of bites that my kids leave on their plates, I hardly notice how much I'm eating, but I noticed how quickly I put on weight when I do that. I used to think I was eating those last little morsels because I hated to waste food. Then I thought about all the food that gets thrown away in restaurants, and I realized I was still wasting it by eating it because I was turning it into more waste in my body. I didn't need it. Now I have no problem scraping those last few bits into the trash or the composter. Simple steps. For at least 3 days, or a week if you can, take a picture of everything you eat before you eat it. Stopping to take the pictures allows you a moment to consider what you're about to eat. It creates a system of accountability for yourself because you'll go back and review all those pictures at the end of the 3 days or week. After you take each picture, record in your mindful eating journal how you feel before you eat it. Are you hungry, thirsty, stressed, depressed, happy, anxious, bored? Answer the questions. How will I feel physically and emotionally in 1 hour if I eat this now? How will I feel tomorrow if I eat this now? Complete the statement. I choose to eat this now because. Notice the shoulds that come from your programming and ego, not your higher self. As you work through these exercises, notice when you judge yourself for your answers. How are you judging yourself as good or bad by making the choices you're making? How do those judgments affect you and your choices? Depending on how deep your emotions and subconscious programming run, you may or may not have touched upon the real issues behind the difficulties you've experienced in your past that affect how you eat. If you ate or drank things that you knew weren't good for you, what excuses or rationales did you use? When you review your notes for the week, do you notice any patterns?